Hi there, Ryan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, answer any questions, you know, how it works, what's included. Also, to apply that reduced rate here, did you have any questions for me, though, at this point, other than price?
Nope, not really.
Okay, yeah. Now, normally it's going to run you $399 a month. We're running a kind of a Cyber Monday promo here. It's going to be $299 as an exact amount. Now, it's a fixed flat rate, though, so it's not going to go up next month. It's going to stay grandfathered in at $299. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees because there's no third party involved. You're not paying for leads or chasing those leads down. Our job is to simply create the content necessary for you to be on that first page of Google and Bing when someone does that search for solar install or whatever they might type in related to those services. You get the calls directly, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you're able to do. It is just going to be that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface there, is that something you might want for the business?
That's the best price you can do?
Well, it is, like I said, a reduced rate here. I mean, you're talking, you know, maybe the Houston metro area and even Dallas, and I would think one job would offset the cost. One thing, Tara, attached here is the Angie Leads, Home Advisor. I mean, that's a very different service, kind of a very expensive service when you're paying for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service you're using currently, Mr. Smith? Are you paying for leads right now?
Well, I just started with them.
You did? Okay.
Over the last couple of weeks. That's why I'm asking about cost. I'm not trying to stack.
No, I hear you. And, you know, there's no long-term contract, but our clients do keep the service. So it makes sense for us to make it affordable enough for you. The only thing that I've got in my system, because we're doing paid ads too, you know, I mean, that's really the only way to get you all of the metro area, and if you're looking for the Metroplex, if you're looking for Dallas and surroundings, then we definitely need to do paid ads, you know, and that comes out of our pocket. But let's see, the only thing I've got here that would be lower than $299 is a friends and family rate. It's $249. I'm not going to tell my supervisor that you're my cousin, or, you know, I've known you since high school, but I'd be honest with them. You know, I tell them that you are still a fairly young company. Tell them that you know, just 3 years in, doing Angie Leads, he knows how expensive that service is. I know he's been making this exception for some of the other pricing directors. If I can get him to approve the friends and family rate, it does waive the setup fee, and then it does drop the rate down to $249. It keeps ads in play. Otherwise, you know, if it's just a local campaign, we can do $199, but that's really just going to get you, you know, 77042 and maybe a 10-mile radius around the zip. So it's not going to get you your entire service area, and it does you a disservice. I mean, it limits the number of people who would see you and call you. But if I can keep the ads in play, get you all of the Houston metro area, target specific zip codes and subdivisions.
What would the ads look like?
So, I mean, the ads in this case are going to be Facebook paid ads. That's the most affordable way for us to reach out and kind of cover a larger target audience there for you. So it's just going to be ads, you know, for solar installation. You know, of course, we'll talk to you about wording and how you want to brand your business. It's just going to be on someone's live stream, and if they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents per click. So it's included in the $249 if my supervisor approves the friends and family rate, which would be an improvement over the $299 for you anyway. If I can get that $249 approved and waive your setup fee, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, kind of prove it to you, earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
Right. Now, I am interested in that. So do you have a way to walk me through the platform or show me, give me some examples?
Sure. You're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting from using that service, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll be able to see how much work we're doing to get you found on that first page. All of the almost 70 directories that we have to create, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, dozens of directories that are not as well known to the public but still equally important to Google, and especially in your area when you've got competition, Opendy, Point.com, Solio, Telmav, Rate It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, stuff nobody's ever heard of. Those directories though are as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So when you have that content reassuring Google that you are in the area providing those services, that's what puts you in the map, you know, literally and figuratively puts you in that local map or that PAC result where people who don't already know the name of your company will be able to pick up the phone and call you. Now, while you do have that detailed reporting and tracking system, a lot of our clients just pick up the phone when it rings. It's going to be someone on the other end. And sometimes they say, hey, you know, you never called me. How'd you hear about me? Oh, I saw your website on that first page of Google, so people know the service is working. Now, there's no website currently for Empower Solar Solutions, right? No .com
website? No, that's what I was about to ask. So do I need a website?
Well, you don't need a website to be on that first page, but it helps give people the reasons why they would want to call you. Now, our job, like I said, is to get your phone ringing. It is not just to list you on that first page. I mean, let's be honest, we have to get you to work, so you want to continue to use the service, being that it's month to month. So if I can get the $249 approved, I'm also going to request a website to be included at no additional cost. And if my supervisor approves it, it means we build the website. We also host, maintain, and update that website for you at no additional cost. So that would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. I mean, obviously, that way we can talk about your services. We can put photos on there relating to the business that you want to list on there. Let me get that message out to my supervisor real quick. He's usually pretty quick to respond here. But while I'm waiting to hear back from him, it's Empower Solar Solutions, right? That's how you want the company branded online?
Correct.
Okay. Now, is the phone number that we're speaking on, Ryan, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Correct.
It is. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Most of the time you're just going to get phone calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. But on the website that we'll build for you, there is a lead form or a contact form so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it will be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Ryan, what's a good email address either for you or for your company?
For me directly or for the website?
Well, I mean, like I said, if it's a business email, we'll put it on your website. If it's a personal email, if you don't have a business email
yet.
Well,
it's all business. I got like 9 emails on my
Yeah. It's whatever one you want. It's if you look at it regularly enough, because like I said, sometimes people will fill out that form on your website. Most of the time they'll just call you. Maybe it's after hours and they just want, you know, to get some information. So if they fill out that form, you get a text message and an email. What is the email address you want attached to that? And then, of course, you know, for longer pieces of information, stuff we want you to have for your records, we'll often email things to you. Most of the time, though, we're just going to give you a phone call or send you a text. But what is a good email address for the business then?
Let's do solarinfo, solarinfo, mm-hmm. at empowersolarpro.com.
Empower Solar Pro, just PRO or not pros?
Yeah, PRO.
Pro? Okay, perfect. And then when we contact you, like I said, phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Ryan, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, email,
yeah,
text?
Yeah, I have a, I have another email.
Okay. What is that email?
Ryan.
Uh-huh.
R-Y-A-N-S as a Sam at Empower. And of course, Empower is with an E. But EmpowerMarketingGroup.net.
Okay, EmpowerMarketingGroup.net. Gotcha. And then you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that you would want us to promote for your business online.
No, we go to...
Yeah, I figured. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home and are out of the truck. And even if you had an office where you did paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They don't want anyone driving out there knocking on your door any more than you do. But I did actually see an address. It's on the Angie's profile. 3505 West Sam Houston Parkway, number 1311. Is that a residence?
I don't know why they're using that.
Well, you know, that's between them and who knows what. But, you know, like I said, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door, especially if you're out in the field most of the time. You're only going to be listed Houston, Texas, not even that 77042 zip, and certainly not any physical street address. Now, are you Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? When would you want people to see you?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Is that like 7 to 7?
7 to 9.
7 to 9?
Well, 8 to 9.
8 to 9. All right. Let's go with 8 to 9. And then are you accepting cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal?
No, we don't.
You're just contracting it out? Got it. Perfect. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard that chime, so I hope it was my supervisor, not one of my coworkers. Nope, it was my supervisor. It says, Paul, for this still fairly young company, and especially one that is using Angie Leads, I would be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249 with that website included. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this business to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the services that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which I guess is pretty funny, and it's probably true. And I try not to go below, you know, like a reduced rate, especially when I'm waiving setup fees. And, I mean, to be honest with you, at $249, we don't break even for probably 4 months. Just the amount of time and resources, and in some cases the direct costs that we'll incur to create that content. Of course, we're still paying for the ads on top of that. But, you know, like I said, our clients keep the service, and my supervisor usually understands the wisdom behind my request. So it would be $249. That's the out-the-door cost. The website is included with his approval. There's no setup fee, so that is an exact amount. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it would never go up, and it is an exact amount. Now, one thing I would do here for you, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. We're going to schedule a call back with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we've got all the information that we need, not just the hours of operation you want to be listed for, but things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that kind of thing. If you've got a logo for the business already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in the follow-up call. The other thing that I'll need to do here now, Ryan, is to read what's called a voice verification. This is because we are Google partners, and it is going to get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know it's month to month, that in this case we're waiving the setup fee, that it's the friends and family rate of 249, the website's included, etc. The voice verification is recorded, like I said, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Ryan, give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Smith. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Empower Solar Solutions.
Perfect. And that's how I have it. And then, Mr. Smith, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ryan Smith, owner.
Okay. And then, Ryan, as the owner of Empower Solar Solutions, Mr. Smith, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course, of course. And then,
with whom exactly? What's the name of the company? Is it Google or the, what is it?
We're Local Splash. We're a Google Premier partner. We're the closest thing to working directly with Google that a small and medium-sized business can get. About 6.5 years ago, Google started partnering up with digital marketing firms like Local Splash to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized companies. They do at this time have a division that deals with nationwide chains, but they have yet to expand to doing it for smaller businesses, and I don't think they ever will. It's just not cost-effective for them. For the billing information that you'll be providing for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, Ryan, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, because our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from my company as well as from your potential customers. Ryan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, like I said, it's month-to-month, no contract. We are already aware of the Angie leads. There's no direct conflict there. You don't have to stop using that service. A lot of my clients find, though, that they can scale back on their leads, keep their leads paused more often, or cap their leads at a lower amount once we get their phone ringing directly. The reason we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll create, all of the directories that we'll create, all of that information, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying, if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Smith, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Yeah. Ryan, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply and with the additional one that my supervisor was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, no setup fee, the website included, This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually going to waive, will be charged today, the 28th of November, in the very reduced, officially friends and family rate of $249.00. Now, that $249 is an exact amount as well as a fixed rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost. Again, Ryan, that means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month at that same reduced friends and family rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will. Of course, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service. Maybe you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Ryan, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Mr. Smith, that's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ryan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And any middle initial, or Ryan Smith, no middle initial?
Yeah, Ryan R. Smith.
R, okay. And you said it was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427.
Mm-hmm.
4221.
Okay.
2767.
Yes, sir.
9820.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0227.
02 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of that card.
130.
So I got 130, and then February or 02 of 2027 for the expiration. And then the card itself was that 4427, 4221, 2767, 9820.
Correct.
And then does that bill at that home address on the South Sam Houston Parkway 77042?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Ryan, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And, Ryan, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's central. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all that information by text message. And if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. You'll get that information by email in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive one or the other of those, let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So it looks like at this point, we've got 3 o'clock and also 5 o'clock. If either one of those would work out for you, the call would get to you maybe a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. And you don't have to be in front of a computer. Would 3 or 5 work out for you today?
5.
Okay. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. Sometime between 5 and 5:30 is when we'll give you that phone call. Take about a half hour after that. If I am available, and they only give me about a couple of minutes notice, really. I'm not sure who's calendar it's going to end up on, but if I'm available when that client interview technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well to kind of introduce you to your interview technician. If not, they're just going to call you directly. They'll be able to take care of you. They've got everything in the notes here. Just in case I'm not on that call, and of course for future as well, I wanted to set up a security question and answer here. This is for your protection, meaning if anyone calls us and says that they're associated with Empower Solar Solutions, they need to know either the question and the answer, or at least the answer if we give them the question. And then anybody who calls you saying they're with Google or with Local Splash, they need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they also would need to know both the security question and the answer unprompted. Your question options here are either your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay, I gotta type it in twice. All right. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I received both.
Okay. If you open up the text, I think it goes directly to where we need it to go. Looks like you might have already put in your first and last name and hit submit on there. If it's asking you for a username and a password, you can actually stop. You're getting that because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. And the automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. We do have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But in about a day or so after we do that client interview, you'll get by text and email the username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. Once you get that, you can change your password if you like. We know that some people never do, and that's totally fine if you don't. I can give you the username. That cannot be changed, but it's easy to remember. It's just the phone number that we're speaking on. Area code is included, but just the numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So your username is 469-667-4430. And in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing. And then we can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. The support@localsplash.com email, that is kind of the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can send anything and everything there, and then we'll forward it out to the right department. When we do that client interview in the 5 o'clock hour, they'll also give you the photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com email address if you want to email the photos team directly. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, we'll give you that phone call sometime between 3 and 3:30. if I am, I'm sorry, 5 and 5:30. So sometime between 5 and 5:30 we'll give you that phone call. And if I am available, I'll be part of that phone call. If not, our client interview technician will call you directly. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that email or that website up and running for you, getting those calls coming to you, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you, by the way, Mr. Smith. I appreciate your time and your patience in dealing with this phone call.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Appreciate
all right, you. Ryan. Yeah, I appreciate you as well. It's always nice to talk to someone who's as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly were respectful. I always appreciate that. Like I said, if I'm available, I'll be part of that phone call when we give you that call in that 5 o'clock hour. If not, they'll just call you directly. But real pleasure speaking with you, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too, Ryan. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.